And now it's time for our weekly Fool Radio game. And this week, let's play Which is Bigger, a game where we present you with two choices and ask you, yep, which is bigger? It's just that simple. This week's player is Todd from St. Louis, Missouri. Todd, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Dave.
Todd, which is bigger, your love of life or a whale?
My love of life, I would have to say.
Now, that wasn't one of the questions in our game. We're just warming up. That's my Alex Trebek interacting and having fun with you beforehand.
Okay,
you're telling
great.
Me that your love of life is larger than a whale?
I think so, because it's certainly handier.
Very well put. It's not quite worth a full ball cap. By the way, each one of your correct answers will be worth one. But let's put it this way. That was at least worth the bill of a full ball cap.
Excellent.
Todd, are you ready to play Which is Bigger?
I sure am.
Okay, let's start with question number one. We've entitled this one, An Apple a Day. Todd, which is bigger? Is it A, the number of days it took Apple's new iTunes online music service in Japan to sell 1 million downloadable songs, or B, the number of days it took Apple's iTunes online music service in the U.S. to sell 1 million downloadable songs? Todd, which is bigger?
Wow, that is tough. I'm going to say Japan just because they seem so much more tech-savvy than the U.S. Yes.
You absolutely nailed it. The Wall Street Journal reported that it took only 4 days for the new iTunes music store in Japan to rack up 1 million downloads. That's the fastest launch in the history of Apple's iTunes service. It took a week for Apple's iTunes to reach 1 million downloads in the U.S.
Wow.
You're right. The Japanese are certainly tech-savvy. In fact, what we think of as broadband here today, seeing video increasingly on our websites, that's almost ubiquitous and almost just the rules of the game in Japan today. So it is obviously a very highly tech-savvy country. Question for you, Todd, is if you could only download one song, and let's make that the song that you have to listen to for the rest of your life, just one song, what song would you download?
That would be Ray Charles's version of America the Beautiful.
And I know it well, and I think that's a wonderful answer. Question number two for you, Todd. This one's entitled Your Mama.
Okay.
Todd, which...
She's not big.
Which is bigger, Todd? Is it A, the market capitalization in dollars of search engine mama.com, or B, 0.01% of Google? Which is bigger?
Dave, Google is so big that I don't think anything is as big as 0.01% of Google, so I'm going to go with B. Oh, no.
I don't object to your logic. Google is awfully big today. In fact, Google is capitalized at about $80 billion. Now, I had the assistance, of course, of my crack production staff, so I know that 0.01%, right off the top of my head, of $80 billion is $8 million. Mama.com, which bills itself as the mother of all search engines, is valued around $37 million today. So that is larger. You did not get that one right. But in reality, that's a very small company. $37 million is a microcap. That's what we call it here at The Motley Fool. Mama.com, by the way, is a real search engine. Todd, the company just reported a second quarter loss of 20 cents a share compared to a profit in the quarter 1 year ago, the comparable quarter. Shares of Mama.com have lost around half their value over the last year. By comparison, as you may have noticed, shares of Google are up more than 2.5 times over the last year. I guess my question for you, Todd, is how many times do you Google in a typical day?
Hard to count. I would say 5. Anytime anybody asks me anything.
Yeah. By contrast, how many times have you ever Mama'd?
You know, I heard about Mama.com a long time ago on your show, and I looked for it, and that was the only time. And I'm not sure I even found the right one.
You know, it's because it's spelled M-A-M-M-A.
That's
why. So a free plug for a business that may need it.
Desperately.
Question number three for you. You are 1 for 2. This is the one that shows if you have the right stuff this weekend. Question number three is entitled Out of This World Vacations. Which is bigger, Todd? Is it A, the ticket price for Space Adventure's just announced 14-day orbital tour around the moon, or B, the all-time domestic gross box office of the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
Wow. One ticket, 14 days around the moon, all-time domestic gross box office.
Of Close Encounters of the Third Kind, arguably a relevant movie.
I would say.
To this question.
I would say. Or to us all. I will go with B.
You went with the right answer. The all-time domestic box office for Close Encounters is around $132 million. You may have seen the headlines this week. Space Adventures, a private company which is actually located in our home state of Virginia. We've had the CEO on the show before. Space Adventures certainly made a splash when it announced plans to charge $100 million for a ticket. And that gets you, yes, 14 days in an orbital tour around the moon, 62 miles above the lunar surface. The trip will be through a partnership with Russia's Federal Space Agency. The company said those trips could begin as early as 2008. Space Adventures says it's already identified 1,000 potential candidates around the world and has spoken to a few who might be interested. And boy, do we have a treat for you, Todd, because on the phone to tell us a bit more about this trip is, in fact, Stacy Tiern, the Director of Communications for Space Adventures. Stacy, welcome.
Hello.
I hear a little bit of static on the phone. Are you in orbit now yourself, Stacy?
I wish I was. Unfortunately, I'm just on a highway.
Can you tell us a little bit about what this trip entails?
It is a trip around the moon. Basically, it would be a blast off from Kazakhstan, a rendezvous with an upper stage, a booster rocket in low Earth orbit, and then a drive-by around the far side of the moon.
Todd, any questions for Stacy yourself, as certainly a prospective traveler?
What are the accommodations like on this trip? Will it be first class?
Well, I can't guarantee that it'll be first class, but you'll have one hell of a view.
Will there be free Tang for everyone?
That we can probably work out.
Stacy, I want to thank you very much for the update. I guess we'll see you in space.
We will.
Question for you, Todd, to close. Assuming you could take out any sized loan that you would, of course, have to pay back, how much would you pay for a two-week tour in space?
Assuming I would have to pay it back, $10,000.
That's a lot less than it's going to cost.
Sounds like it.
By a factor of some orders of magnitude. But the reality is that you're a little bit on your way, Todd, because you have two full ball caps, which arguably possess some economic value, so you're one step closer to the moon.
Or climbing value.
And that's it for this round of the game. Which is bigger? Todd, thank you very much. You take home two full ball caps.
Thanks, Dave. This was great.
And for our listeners, you can always hear this game and this show online at fool.npr.org. And to keep updated on all the happenings at Fool Radio, sign up for our free weekly radio email. Just hop onto our website, fool.com, scroll down to the free email newsletter section, and click on Fool Radio Weekly.